Hi, my name is Alicia Philemon, and we are here at my apartment in the Los Feliz Hollywood area of Los Angeles. Being a woman in this world, in my everyday life, it's like this romance that you get to play with yourself, you know? Being a woman, to me, it's so romantic. It's so loving. Women have this thing where we're so nurturing, and we all have this gift of discernment, whether we want to use it or not. The more I pay attention to it, I'm like, God, you give me all the tools to be an empowered woman, and it's on the inside, and it's my choice if I want to listen to it. I can keep making mistakes, dating mistakes, and I can keep not seeing people for who they are. But God always shows me who they are on the first day, right? We have that gift of discernment, and like, I get to own it. I get to be a goddess in my life because I don't have to be a victim if I'm on the other end. If you're looking at life on your throne and you know that you possess power, that makes you a woman. It's knowing your power. It's not living in the consciousness of, it's so hard to be a woman. Oh, I hear, it's so hard being a black woman. The hardest thing to be is a black woman. And I'm like, really? I'm like, that's like one of the most beautiful things you can be. I look at my hair and I'm just like, who can grow out hair like this? Who can grow out hair like wool? Who can grow out these super, 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 super tight curls? And women can do so many things that men can't do. When I see myself, I see love, I see romance, I see beauty. And if my voice isn't being heard, I reached a point in my life where I'm like kicking and screaming, like, you will hear me roar. I don't get to just be a quiet woman, quaint. No, I speak, I have a presence, I should be heard, and I fight my battles. I love my power as a woman. It's really embodying the goddess within and letting it radiate on my exterior. And people see it. And as a woman, I get to heal the world in the most nurturing way possible because innately women are nurturing. So that's the power of being a woman.